This is, I took it straight from the Internal Revenue Code. They're saying this is what we'd like to see as far as an automobile law goes. So you do that. Now, for any business miles in the year 2014, you are able to deduct 56 cents per mile.
Right here?
Yeah.
No, right here?
No, yeah. In the year 2014, 56 cents per mile. If I drive 1,000 miles, I get to deduct $560. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. In the year 2015, the amount is 57.5 cents per mile. So it's going. 57.5.
Yes. So when you deduct those mileage, you can't deduct oil changes and all that stuff, right?
Actually, no. I think you can deduct. If you deduct the miles and you're deducting oil changes and everything else, I think that is, doesn't that work?
There's two ways you can do it. You can either take actual expenses and go from that angle. This is what's called a standard deduction, okay? And inside the standard deduction, basically the only thing else they allow are tolls and parking, okay? Because they're building into that 56 cents oil. They're building in gas. That's, yeah.
But on the actual expenses, that's a big one for people who have a leased car. So, like, I have a leased car. And we have two other vehicles. So this car is specifically only used for business. I would go more with the actual because it's going to be more beneficial because I can write my lease off because it's a business expense.
So you use your lease cars for the business?
Use lease cars for the business.
Very good question. We're going to get to that in just a few minutes, okay? But if you can just hold on for a second, we will get to that, okay? Very good question. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go on with the participation because this is the one that really gets people, and they're like, really? I have to do this? But yes, to be able to claim that you have a business, even a part-time business, you need to be working at least 10 hours a week. And so the participation rule says that you're doing 500 hours a year. So those people that get in December and think they're going to write off all this other stuff and have this great tax advantage are not going to get that. It's not going to work out the way they want it to because that participation is saying, hey, this is a business, right? We're trying to write it up. We want to be able to deduct it as a business. It has to be ran like a business. And they want to know the date that you're working, the purpose of your work. So if you're making phone calls, the project you're working on, begin time, end time. Now, if you work this business full-time, you know you're going to hit the 500 hours. I could do that very, very, very quickly. But for your part-timers, they need to be doing at least 10 hours a week.
Now, are you doing that to
is it
line?
It's not plugging into calls. It's like actually...
calls are good. You can.
Training yeah. calls are...
Absolutely. You're working. You're working.
Training calls are acceptable.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Once you hit your 500 hours, you do not have to log anymore. And if you are somebody who's working 40 hours a week or 80 hours a week at your job, or not your job, but at your business, then you know that you're going to be good.
Is this just to prove that I'm doing business for it because I'm paying these deductions? Is that all this is for?
Yes, the IRS wants to know that this is a business, that you are running at least 500 hours a year.
The big thing that a lot of times people, when they join, they save for the tax benefits. And the tax benefits, you can report a loss in a year, okay? Let's say you have more deductions. Let's say your income is $5,000, but you have $7,000 of expenses. So you're incurring a net loss of that year of $2,000. Question is, can you deduct it? There's a two-part question to that. First is the participation. I have to show that this isn't a hobby. If I'm doing this an hour a week, the IRS is going to say, you know what? It's a hobby, guys. I mean, if that's all you're doing, so we're not going to let you deduct it. The second thing is what's called the income test. For the previous 5 years, from wherever you are, you must have earned a profit 3 out of the 5 years, okay? Now, if you're in the middle of that five-year period, okay, if they come to you in year three and talk to you, you're fine because you haven't finished that five-year period. But they will look back. So those are the two big tests. The participation test will satisfy everything very, very quickly. And this is actually also the only thing I changed from the actual IRS form was time begin, time end. They just put time spent or something like that. But I have always found that it's so much easier to do something like this. Now, let me say one thing. If I join on December 15th, I probably wouldn't be having a business this year. However, the IRS will make the exception for people who join on December 15th to get to, it's going to be hard to get to 500 hours at that point. They would do what's called a reasonable test. If in those 2 weeks you work over 10 hours a week, 10 hours a week times 52 weeks gives you 520, they're going to say for the first year, all right, you're okay. Does that make sense? So just if you get started late, don't panic.